President Obama met today with officials from BP and announced that the company would put aside $20 billion to pay economic damages associated with the Gulf oil disaster.
Currently, under federal law, there is a $75 million cap on how much oil companies could, under certain circumstances, be required to pay for economic damages resulting from a spill such as this. That amount obviously would be insufficient. And that's why I'm pleased to announce that BP has agreed to set aside $20 billion to pay claims for damages resulting from this spill. This $20 billion will provide substantial assurance that the claims people and businesses have will be honored. It's also important to emphasize this is not a cap.
According to the White House, the $20 billion would be deposited to an independent escrow account over 4 years, beginning with only $5 billion this year.
This $20 billion fund will not be controlled by either BP or by the government. It will be put in an escrow account administered by an impartial, independent third party.
BP has previously committed $500 million over 10 years for Gulf of Mexico research. Obama said today BP announced funds for oil rig workers who are out of work.
Additionally, BP voluntarily agreed to establish a $100 million fund to compensate unemployed oil rig workers affected by the closure of the deep water rigs. We've mutually agreed that Ken Feinberg will run the independent claims process we're putting in place, and there will be a three-person panel to adjudicate claims that are turned down. Every effort will be made to expedite these claims. Ken has long experience in such matters, including running the fund that compensated the victims of 9/11. And I'm confident he will ensure that claims are administered as quickly, as fairly, and as transparently as possible.